I'm in Cologne, a city that's home to 27 traditional breweries, which produce the local beer called Kolsch. It's a light ale served in tall glasses, and it dominates the region. That makes it difficult for new types of beers to break into the market, despite the fact that Cologne has more bars and pubs per head than any other German city. To find out more about the competition, I'm meeting Olan Schön. He's the owner of a store called Beer Mach Schön, or Beer Makes You Beautiful, and he sells hundreds of craft beers from around Europe.
I got into craft beer 6 years ago, and I was really overwhelmed by the different styles and different tastes and all that. And people in Cologne are more interested in Kölsch than in other beers. I think this is because people in Cologne are traditional and based to their city. And they really love their city, and so they love their Kölsch. People think that craft beer means strong beer. Maybe because the word craft sounds very similar to the German word Kraft. And this is one of the challenges. Craft beer is much more than just strong beer or fruity beer or one kind of a beer.
To find out more, I'm heading 25 kilometers south of Cologne to the city of Bonn to meet with a few guys who've been taking on the challenge of not just selling, but also producing their own craft beer. I'm at Bonn's first ever craft beer festival, where craft beer enthusiasts have come to check out more than 300 beer styles served at the dozen or so stands.
I brew all kinds of beer because I like variety.
That's Thomas Kramer. He's the head brewer of Tom's Hütte.
I've done IPAs. I've done Wies beer, I've done pale ale, I've done the cream ale, I've done wit beer. And I do many beer styles that are maybe not that familiar to people here.
Okay, so what about Kolsch breweries? Do they dominate the market? Have you experienced any problems introducing your craft beers to restaurants, for example?
There's restaurants where I will not have a chance because they have a contract with the brewery and they are not allowed to take in other beers. So in that case, I don't even try. But we have some places in Bonn that don't have that contract with the breweries. And actually it was, I wouldn't say easy, but it wasn't that hard. Again, they were quite open, so customers seemed to like my beer.
Cheers, thank you very much.
Cheers, thank you.
Under the same tent, I meet with the brewers of Ale Mania. They co-organize the event and have been instrumental in pushing the craft beer trend in the region. Their summer saison Ginger Ninja Asian Belgian Ale and Session IPA beer styles, among others, have been a hit. But British head brewer Ben Palmer says they can sell more if their beers are better understood.
Yeah, I mean, I think people can often be overwhelmed by choice, but I think the most important thing for these places is to have well-trained bar staff, and that is essentially what it comes down to. You need to be able to go into a place like that. You don't recognize a single beer that's on tap, and you want the barkeeper to be able to say to you, right, okay, if you're looking for a hobby beer, you should try that. If you're looking for something more malty, go for this. And it's important because otherwise you stand there clueless at the bar and don't have a clue what to order.
Pavel Lipka, a bartender at Pinta, a craft beer bar here in Bonn, agrees that education is key. But he says there's another reason why craft beer hasn't taken off so quickly.
Craft beer costs more than every German beer. People are here to drink. They think that it's better to spend 20 euro on 10 beers rather than 20 euro on 5. Pinta, we try to change that because there are so many great German craft beers and more people are wanting to try them, and we want people to try them all.
He's right. In fact, around 80 breweries opened up nationwide last year, according to Germany's Brewers Association. Most of them, though, are in the Berlin region, not here in the Rhineland. I'm back at the craft beer festival where Ben Palmer from Ale Mania tells me about the massive cost involved in setting up a brewery. But he says there are ways of getting around this.
This is perhaps more of a general German phenomenon, but with the uprising of gypsy brewing, has been, quite a gypsy brewing is contract brewing, I suppose. So people who do not own their own brew equipment, but they will pay to brew at other breweries where they can use their equipment. And that may be perhaps more of a German phenomenon, that craft beer is sort of based upon contract brewing, essentially, because there seems to be this lack of willingness to take a risk. And it seems like a safer option, perhaps, to brew at a friend's place instead of spending €100,000 on making your own brewery.
Craft beer producers in the Rhineland are thirsty for change, but they believe it's coming, and I'll raise a glass to that.
Cheers.
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 Okay, that's enough.
After all, Germany might boast some of the best beer around, but you can't be too spoiled for choice.
Shea Meineke, DW, Bonn.